Okay, so three people have replied thus far to my AMA. Okay, Hugh Jason says, can I see a picture of the toys that get you off? Since you get us off, I'd like to see what gets you off. And if possible, could you describe your favorite toys? I keep a list of good sex toys so that I can buy them for my partners. Okay, believe it or not, I haven't used any sex toys before, other than in my earlier year, like my earlier experimenting years, I would use objects as dildos. But as far as like vibrators, I've never actually used one. I ordered a Hitachi on AliExpress once, and it got canceled because they never sent it. And that was over a year ago. Yeah, I find that I can get myself off very easily with just my fingers. I'm sure a vibrator would be absolutely amazing, and I have no issues with using one or having one. I just never have used one. I use my fingers on my clit, and what I like to do is, as I get closer and closer, I like to finger myself, and I find that that is amazing, the feeling of myself sort of clenching against my fingers. Sometimes I'll scissor them, you know, to make it more intense. But I find my orgasms to be very satisfying. That is not to say I'm against a vibrator or any toys. I you know, haven't used them before. So, I'm sorry, that's a really boring answer. But yeah, if you guys have suggestions, go ahead and leave comments, what your partners use or what have you. Zuko says, two simple ones. What's your favorite sex position? And what are your biggest kinks? Maybe even your most taboo kinks. My favorite sex position, either on top, facing you, so your hands can be on my tits. Or I also quite like, I don't know what it's called, not doggy style, but laying down together and you're behind me, grabbing my tits, of course. I really like that. Like, you know, like the little spoon position. My biggest kinks, what have I been into lately? I'm always into like breast play, and I get really turned on by lactation. Any kind of like play with like being milked or feeding you. Those are kinks that I don't usually post about because I always worry that it will, which is really silly, but I'm not 100% comfortable talking about those like on GWA proper, which is silly because it's really, in the grand scheme of things, it's not really that kinky. But actually, I just had an audio pulled from Pillow Talk because they said it had kink in it, and Pillow Talk doesn't allow audios with kink or fetishes. And I looked at it, and I'm, what are they talking about? And I had used the tag FDOM, and I guess that's even considered a kink. But my most taboo kink, you know, I do like the idea of playing a kitten. That's something that I'm just learning about. So I get to be the cute little kitten with my partner, and he, yeah, and I drink his milk. So I like the idea of feeding, like, my partner and I feeding each other milk. I guess that's probably the weirdest kink that I have. Yeah. I don't know if I have any taboo kinks. I'm not, like, super into age or, incest doesn't do it for me either. I don't know. When I was much younger, I was really into older men. Men who are, like, much older than myself. And now that I'm not old, but now that I'm not, like, in my early 20s, I find that I do like the idea, the MILF dynamic, younger men. But, you know, past puberty, so not, like, young. So, next question. Jay Harris. Going to be tough to settle on just one question, so I'll go with the most important. Gas or charcoal? Assuming there's no innuendo that I'm missing here, I'm assuming you just mean grilling food. I like charcoal. I like the taste of grilled charcoal meats. So, and plus, I don't have a gas grill. I just have a charcoal one, so. All right, so, yeah. Guys, keep commenting with your questions, and I'll try to keep on top of them.